You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to The Manipool, Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I am, of course, the only, the CJ. And joining me, as always, is Pack the Knapsack, Rachel. And then there is Packed Every Knapsack, Dale.
Howdy, hey, everyone.
There is What's a Knapsack, Raul.
Howdy, howdy.
There is I've Killed Several Knapsacks, Felix.
You can tell it's a late night recording session because CJ's not shouting.
Also, my kids are right over there asleep. And there is I Make Every Knapsack That Felix Kills, Carrie.
My kids are right over here, too. They may or may not be asleep yet.
And there is Stop Talking About Knapsacks, CJ Josh.
Yeah, I know. What's this little bit about knapsacks just suddenly becoming the show? The knapsack pool.
It's late. Yeah, recording. I mean, everything's
late. I've had afternoon. A bunch of alcohol today. Like it's everything.
Knapsack jokes are really hard to parcel sometimes.
You just have to sign, seal them, and deliver them.
Bag that Rachel shit says, "Pack it up, pack it up,
pack it up, pack it in." All right,
let's pack it up, everyone. Let's go home.
All right. Last time was cutscenes. We did our things, and now we're back at the hand, and we're gonna go. Go, Josh. Go.
Yep. Morning comes, as morning does, as it is wont to do, dawn breaking on the horizon. I would say you guys probably aren't getting up exactly at daybreak, because everyone's kind of had a long couple of days, and probably deserved a little bit of rest, but you do need to get going relatively early in the morning. So, at this point, you do have to pack everything up from Remy's room at the hand at this point. Even though it became the communal powwow room / sewing party, apparently.
Sewing party.
Akira's hair is slightly disheveled, but still looks fabulous.
It's just got that one lock that's slightly out of place, and he thinks he looks a mess.
This is why Sylvia has straight hair, just FYI.
And yeah, you guys can get all your things together and get ready to head to the appointed meeting place. That I'm sure Valfreya would have informed you about.
Yes, definitely did. Also going to have gonna ask for Calabras's help in showing the kids how to pack their backpacks and whatnot, because hey, you would know how to do that properly.
It's true. I will help them with the packing their bags.
That's the most unconvincing sure I will help ever.
Well, to be fair, it is coming from Calabras.
Sure.
And yeah, get the kids all outfitted in what I've been able to make for them so far. You know, a sturdy outfit, cloak and whatnot.
Josh, real quick, I want to check to see if it's late. What's her name's condition has worsened since the last time I checked?
Ellie,
that's right.
There has been no change in her condition. There was the slight bit of recovery as she calmed down from the initial incident, but nothing appears out of place from that point at the moment.
Like, it hasn't gotten worse, right?
Correct.
Right. That's all I wanted to check.
Small victories.
when we got, because she calmed down while we were gone, and so we would have gotten back to have seen her regress back to human a little bit, and then she was just staying there.
Alrighty.
And get Remy outfitted in his big cloak.
Sorry. Yeah. Having fun, technical time.
Actually,
over here.
We should wait on that because they know Remy as a tree. So we're going to wait on that.
Yeah, I was going to say you may want to hold off on that from, you know, after you guys are away from a lot of prying eyes and giving a bit of warning to the newer entries to the party.
Yeah. But get the kids dressed, get the stuff packed up.
Get everyone breakfast.
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 Waffles and bacon.
And tea. Yay, tea.
Sylvia's more of an egg person.
Akira is all coffee all the time.
Oh, coffee, though, yeah. I can't believe
it. Gofrey kind of looks over at him. Haven't you had enough?
Bean me.
She's going to take the coffee pot and slowly edge it towards Jokiro.
Bean me now.
Just kind of push it along the top of the table.
Agility roll to grab it back. That is not going to happen.
Or, well, I guess along the floor, since we're probably eating in the room, all things considered.
What?
So wait a second. Who all stayed in the room overnight?
I think everybody at that point.
I think we all managed to get back there at some point or another.
Calabras, are you eating breakfast with the group?
Probably. Not. Nah.
You realized what I was asking, didn't you?
Yeah.
The souls of this bacon fuel my being.
I'd probably eat again in Remy's room.
He just holds his hand above it and just the bacon becomes more and more crisp and black.
I give life and then I like make the bacon like I rise the like pig.
This bacon.
It's a pig, but it's actually just animated bacon shaped like a pig.
Exactly.
Bacon compels me.
Absolutely the show title.
Fried egg eyes.
That one's the one that wins.
Alright, called it early. Alright, we can go home now.
See y'all later, guys.
I'll bring my breakfast in there too and keep you company and also do final checks of the room while we're in there.
Make sure you don't leave anything behind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Once you guys have everything gathered up to head out, the innkeep does, you know, come out to basically say goodbye to you guys.
Jokiro gives him a hug.
Nah, brother. You know I'll be seeing you again.
I know, brother, but you
know. As cross past diverge, it all part of the way things go. But, I don't know what all you'll be doing out there, but if it is your mother, my brothers and sisters, it'd be a good thing, yeah. So I'd be wishing you the best of luck on your journey, and just know that the hand will always be open to you.
Delfreya looks like she wants a hug.
You get a hug.
Oh, yay. She hugs him back.
He is warm and fuzzy.
Thank you for everything you've done for us.
And thank you for everything you did for the city.
I'm glad we were here to help.
Jokiro.
These things, they have a way of working themselves out sometimes, yeah?
I walk up to Jokiro and give him the bro hug.
Yeah.
Give him a bear hug.
You know Jokiro's coming with us, right?
I thought Jokiro was staying here.
No, he's just not fighting. He's now dad. Like, he's taking over dadly duties for the kids and also strategic planning for you guys.
Fregal just wanted to hug Jokiro.
Literally everybody.
The feels, man.
Yes, I'm feeling emotion.
That's my Calibras.
Calibras, do you need a hug too?
If you approach Yokiro for a hug, he will hug you, regardless of who you are.
So,
Akira,
yeah.
No touchy.
No touchy. Anyways,
no touchy.
You guys gather all your things and head out of the inn to make your way out of the city.
Heading out of the city.
When you get outside of the inn and start making your way through the town, you do see a familiar head of red hair.
Yay. I will wave at the owner of the red hair. Not at the hair.
The hair waves.
Not at the hair.
The blonde hair waves at the red hair.
So then, you're departing, is it?
Yep, the prince is sending us directly there.
That's a bit interesting.
Or rather, his people are sending us directly there.
I take it you're not going with us.
Calibras, you were there. You saw what happened that night. If you think, for one briefest of moments, that I'm not going to do everything possible to make sure I can personally inflict as much pain as perceivably possible on that thing, you really haven't been paying attention. And she reaches over and pulls a sack over her shoulder.
I didn't get to ask when we met earlier, but as much as he can be, is he okay?
As much as he can be.
I'm glad to hear it. And she looks really sincere about that.
So then, where to?
This way.
Points in general direction.
Points in general direction.
So you guys begin making your way out of the city. The location that was indicated in the missive that you received from the castle may have seemed initially kind of strange, but makes sense the more you think about it. Basically, you were asked to meet them, the nebulous entity of them, coming from, you know, a castle-sealed missive. In the clearing that the caravan was using for the beast. Given that it was a recent crime scene, it is completely understandable for there to be a guard detail, and the entire area has basically been cleared out.
Nice.
Okay.
I will offer Ellie my hand in case she wants to hold it.
It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. Nothing there's going to hurt you anymore. They made sure of that. And she kind of pulls the hood of the cloak a little more tightly closed around her face and grabs your hand.
I give it a gentle squeeze and hold on.
Akira, as we walk into the area, actually looks visibly disturbed at being in this area again.
Well, you guys don't make it there quite yet, is the thing, because it's a bit of a hike. You are heading in that general direction, but you do have to make it outside of town and then through the travel district before you actually arrive at your location. So you do have time for any sort of, you know, conversation you may want to make or questions you may need to ask, you know, in transit.
And spoiler, I'm not teleporting our entire massive party there.
Oh, that was my question. Damn it, that's my one question.
And as you guys begin walking through the city to head towards the gates out, Lisai will sort of, you know, look over the group as, you know, everyone's traveling. You've lost a few friends and picked up a few more, I see.
Kai and Amy had to excuse themselves from the scene because of what happened.
You'll forgive me if my memory is a little bit hazy of that particular point.
I meant more what happened before that, the time you helped us.
That is completely understandable.
They no longer felt safe in the city, and I don't blame them. They are somewhere safe now.
I see. And, well, Jokio, I know. I've been to the Hand a few times. Lovely to see you again. Are the glasses new?
Always a pleasure, m'lady.
Are the glasses new?
And this is Caleb and his sister, Ellie. We found them last night. The night before last.
I see.
Sir Deck the Entertainer. Turns out he likes to kidnap and enslave people.
No, he technically didn't kidnap me.
He kidnapped...
Wait, what?
That is, again, a Dale misconstruing knowledge thing.
Damn it, Dale.
We're talking about the guy we just fought.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought we were...
The mind control dude. Never mind.
Ah, gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah. Akira goes, fucking god, son of a...
He kidnapped Ellie and was trying to use her as an exhibit. Caleb, her brother, came to rescue her. We helped. That happened. She kind of gestures to the crime scene in the incident. And now we have a couple new friends. Caleb, Ellie, this is Lady Lisaie. She is very skilled, and she's going to be joining us on our adventure.
Hi. Lovely to meet you both. They're joining us, you say? She seems a little skeptical because, well, children.
Their father is MIA in the field. And they have some things that we would like to resolve, and we're going to look for answers together. And I will not say any more unless you two want me to.
I guess we'll have time on the boat for stories.
Yes, we will. I mean, I'm sure Caleb's gauntlets are pretty obvious, but... I'm sure Lisaie understands wanting to build trust in the scared, just-kidnapped children.
Yeah.
Just for the record, I protested against bringing the children. But off the record, I'm more worried that the skeletons won't be able to lift the gauntlets.
Won't be able to do what?
Nothing.
And Akira looks at Lady Lisaie. Lady Lisaie, I am a big fan of your work here in the city. Akira, man of stars.
Oh, God.
The pleasure is all mine.
Here he goes again.
I've heard of you.
Of course you have.
And of course, the younger Professor Hughes, as she looks to Sadie.
Hi.
Say, Rachel, these faces you're making aren't even making it onto the camera.
She's asking if you're a professor because all she knows is Hughes and Scholar. And Sadie.
Audio visual jokes on an audio podcast.
That we don't get either because Rachel's off camera.
This one's got layers.
Technically, junior professor, although my sister would beg to differ. She's the official professor, but yeah.
So, professor.
I've heard Jokiro talk about his daughters before. It's lovely to finally meet you both.
So we have bows. Tilts her head.
Out of character, does that make Sadie an adjunct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While she's still a student, basically, she's in her master's degree.
Oh, yeah, so she's a TA.
Like, associates and bachelor level stuff.
Okay.
medieval TA. Mm. And we're not talking about boot plate.
Basically, that's what that is. She was told, basically, you're smarter than most people here. Here, teach them, we'll pay you.
Basically. And that's why they really don't care that my office is a fire hazard.
Hey, I mean, studies have shown that the best way to learn is to teach. So that's why part of why they have master students do it.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why.
No, these are real good. Sorry, my microphone's unmuted.
Green tea cookies, everyone. Yeah. Apparently delicious.
Hashtag not sponsored.
They are delicious.
Sorry, I forgot my microphone was unmuted.
It's okay. These things happen. So yeah, you guys make your way out of the city through the gates, chit-chatting along the way. You make it through the Dapp Travel District, and you'll notice the hood on Ellie's cloak starts to, like, twitch.
Belfreya will gently squeeze her hand. They're not here anymore. Nobody here will hurt you. And even if they tried, we would not let them.
No. Do you guys hear that?
Hear what? I'm going to roll perception. Not persuasion.
You want the sound to tell you what it sounds like.
That's a 9.
9?
And so what do you hear? 9.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Yeah, it's a bit breezy, isn't it?
You're mostly just hearing the fading din of the travel district as you start walking towards the former site of the Wondrous Wagons. You notice pretty much everything's packed up at this point.
Hey, do you guys hear anything?
It's a bit breezy, but that's about...
I got like 4 character sheets open. 1 second.
Give me a second.
I got a 3. I hear noise.
Sylvia can barely hear her own thoughts.
Akira hears it, I'm guessing.
Ragul got a 16. Akira
got a 19. Sadie got a 1.
Sadie literally cannot hear her own thoughts.
No, honestly, as bad as this is going to sound, I'm probably just sitting there glaring at Akira going, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you,
I hate you. Yeah, so Akira rolled a 19 and everybody else kind of... 4 characters open and none of them rolled correctly.
I forgot about a 16.
Yeah, Ragul got a 16.
Yeah, I've got a 16.
So yeah, those of you who actually rolled above 10... because apparently that was a lot of you.
I'm going to say that I am too focused on the kids right now to be looking around.
Sylvia is literally skipping down the road whistling.
Out of the night.
Yay!
But as you're walking along and the din of the travel district starts to fade behind you and you get towards more quieter locales, you start to hear something above the above the breeze, although you can't quite make it out at the exact moment. And for this sound effect, I'm going to need to mute my mic for a second and have Carrie leave hers unmuted for a proper effect.
So,
that's not terrifying at all.
No, not one bit.
And Manipool Theater presents...
The ground about 10 feet ahead of you guys erupts into a massive cloud spray of dirt and rock as something crashes into it.
I immediately step in front of Ellie.
Fragul will pull his sword out and just like gets in his tank position.
Sylvia stops skipping. I can't believe that's a sentence I had to say.
Sylvia's mid-skip.
Mid-skip.
Do Need to make sure everybody's...
Jokito actively grabs Ellie and goes, come with me, baby.
Sadie is probably still staring hatefully, going, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, it was, sure it was nothing.
And considering I heard it, Akita just has his staff out, like, okay.
And the dust begins to clear away on the breeze, and you see a figure pull itself, or rather, right itself, up out of a crater. A bit of a small one, admittedly. Actually, I need to switch back to the world map here.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Because you guys have left the city proper.
Well, we haven't seen the world in a while, right?
We haven't seen the world in forever.
That's actually another good show title.
Yeah, the newer members of the party can go ahead and drag themselves onto the map from here, because we're not probably going to need it, but just for visual effect. The dust from the crater starts to pass away, and a figure stands upright. Obviously not to scale.
Holy shit. Whoa.
Hello and well met, future companion.
Is this Shadow of the Colossus?
It's not to scale. Let's be so you guys can see the picture.
Okay. I got you, Josh.
That's a pretty picture.
Yeah. So then, my newly minted comrades, where are we off to today?
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you?
Ah, but of course, gotten ahead. I am the Spear of Irion, and I've come to join you on your noble quest.
Oops. They're dead. Do I recognize this person's voice from a certain asshole I received a few hundred years ago?
Calabras is having flashbacks.
PTSD.
No, that doesn't sound familiar in the least.
Okay, good.
Does his name sound familiar at all? Like, is this somebody that I should have heard of?
The Spear of Iria?
Irion. I-R-I-O-N.
Okay.
Exclamation mark, apostrophe.
That would be...
Or tilde, excuse me.
Noted.
Do you want me to roll for that if I should know it, or is that just an answer yes or no?
You've never heard of this person before.
Okay.
I'm sorry, who was the Spear of what again?
Irion.
The Spear of
Irion.
That was the joke. Yeah, I gotcha.
So he's actually got that weapon right there, right? That spear, right?
Would be correct.
Well, okay. He wouldn't call himself the Spear of Irion if he didn't.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a pointed personality or something.
What? He has such a spear of a personality.
I mean,
he is very spirited.
Right? But Calabras says that would he recognize his weapon?
No.
You guys can't see the face I just made Felix made, but it was beautiful.
It's like a mix of disappointment and like joy and like just regret. It was a mix of regret.
And the armored figure begins to walk very proudly towards the head of the group. I have heard of your great exploits in the most recent events of this darkness that has plagued Tolvera, and I have decided that I shall join you in vanquishing this great evil before it can spread across the world.
Hmm.
You know, I like his moxie. I feel like we should let him in.
Tolvera just kind of looks at you.
Akira looks at you!
No, Akira just sticks his hand.
With us.
We've already got one on probation. I don't think we can afford another one.
I actually agree with you.
I don't know how I feel about agreeing with him, but we don't need another one of him.
So Akita goes up and, like, steps in front. Hi, Akita, man of stars.
The Spear of Irion, a pleasure to meet you.
I have a bad feeling I'm going to regret this. He takes his hand.
Shakes it quite vigorously.
Hand behind the back, wringing it a little bit. How have you heard of my companion's victory, many victories?
It is the talk of the town. There is not a tavern across Tolvera that does not know of the brave and noble heroes who thwarted the strange creatures on that night the city caught ablaze. And oh, their heroism set the spirit of Irion's heart ablaze.
Absolutely. Now, my friend, I've been to every tavern in Tolvera, and I have, sadly, my friend, never heard of your magnificence before. I apologize. I know I make a name for myself knowing power, and unfortunately, your name escapes me. Man, if this guy stabs me, I hope you guys back me up.
I don't know.
But the spirit of Irion does not have a name. The spirit of Irion has come to join you in your quest.
Silfreya makes like a Silfreya makes a face like she like one of those like I cannot believe I'm about to do this type faces and leans over to Jokiro. Is this guy legit? Like, she says this very quietly.
All right. Influence roll. Yep, Jokiro is trying to get a read on him. I rolled pretty crappily. 13.
Rickwall.
God damn it!
Frank Wall wants to go up and, like, Mr. Spear?
The Spear of Irion, yes.
Yes. Why do you want to join us?
For great justice, of course.
And where were you when we were fighting? That night when we were fighting the...
evil abominations of evil?
Yes. I was going to say
that. I call it Eldritch Evil Shits.
Yeah, I was going to call it the
Eldritch Evil. No, it's
a evil. Eldritch McEvil Shit.
Thank you. Yes. Sorry, I forgot my own dumb name for it.
Mr. Eldritch McEvil Shits. No, that's his father, I'm sure.
I call them the Eldritch McEvil Shits, Akira says.
Senya.
Well, Spear of Irion was assisting the citizens of Tolvera in escaping from the fearsome beasts. For unfortunately, as mighty as the Spear of Irion is, it was not very effective against their hides. I thought it prudent to use the Spear of Irion's other abilities in the rescue of the innocent.
Other abilities.
Okay, Sadie's got issues. Sadie's gonna boldface go up to him, stare up and go, and what do you get out of this?
The Justice gets to travel the world, see great things, and perhaps find a solution to a pressing concern. But that is of no matter.
Ah, the plot thickens.
The pressing concern is definitely a matter.
Quick thing. Fregle, Spear, let's test your might.
Oh my god.
Real quick.
Oh my god, this is gonna go great, you guys.
I just wanna clap good. Swords. We're not gonna like
whoa,
actually
whoa. Fight. Fraggle, whoa. Hold on. Fraggle, put your sword away. That's the show title.
They say you can tell a warrior's true intentions when you meet swords with them.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
You know, if you're gonna do that, at least get the 10 first. Come on.
He's already pitching it.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey.
That's a good one.
Mitro?
Are you just going to attack him? He didn't even say yes or no.
Oh, okay.
Touching okay. Swords. Did you not?
Just the tips.
Just touching tips.
This is how you know it's a late night podcast. Fucking come out.
You know, this is like the third or fourth.
You got after dark.
All right, Josh.
After dark at 2:18 in the afternoon.
A display of martial prowess, the Spirit of Irion gladly accepts.
I hope I do not kill your character or he does not kill me.
He's gonna like explode in like a 60 die fucking.
Wait, do you have like a straight longsword or do you have like a katana?
Katana.
Flip it around. Do the Rurouni Kenshin thing. So now you're fighting with the reverse edge.
He's got armor. I'm sure he'll be fine. Is Remy nearby?
He's at the back holding up.
I'm going to lean on Remy as I watch this.
17.
Oh.
He's got like advantage.
So you're swinging at him with your katana.
Yes.
Just to make sure I understand this all right.
Mm.
Not with intent to kill.
Mm. Just with the intent to touch swords with another man. Huh?
Hey, they have consented to a friendly sparring match.
That's what I call sparring. It, too.
Keyword, yeah, sparring. Velfreya will throw you behind the rest of the party if she has to.
Fraggle's got the endurance. The spear has the reach.
Felix, this is you getting back at us for all the puns.
Yes, it is.
Not everyone.
So Patreon. You swing your sword at the spirit of Virion, and he pulls an incredibly nimble dodge, spear twirl, sweep, and get your feet right out from under you.
Oh. Hoi. Okay. That is some mighty fine spear work.
The spirit of Irion thanks you for your kind words.
I do the clasp of hands, the I don't even know what it's called. It's not the handshake, but no, not a handshake. No, the other way, this way.
Like that way?
Yeah. Oh.
Audio.
Yeah.
instead of when you're reaching down to handshake somebody, how you angle your elbow up and you grab their palm.
Yes.
Wait, they touch swords and now they're holding hands? I'm so confused.
We finally found for a gold ship.
Man, we need a dating show.
We do that, I forget what his name is, but the Armstrong and Izumi's husband.
There's fanfic waiting to be written.
CJ knows exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of want to face off against the spear here.
Oh, spear versus spear, Felix.
Yep. Spear versus spear. Let's do this.
Oh god, now we're spear touching.
Yeah.
Really quick with a very quick flourish. As he sees Calabres kind of lower up, and he Akira just kind of pats him on the shoulder. Oh, all you, man. Bolster.
I don't think Josh was expecting combat this soon.
Advantage 2, so that means I have advantage 4?
Yes.
Velfreya is just going to say out loud, it is a friendly sparring match.
I won't kill him.
Sylvia looks at Sadie going, men
needs to have a backup plan with Calabras if he does kill him.
Well, all you
another display? Very well. The Spear of Irion shall show you the greatest of his abilities.
All right. Okay, that's...
He has been rolling pretty good all night. And there's his the jinx, right?
22 is pretty high.
22 is pretty high.
And that's advantage 2 or 4?
Yeah. Actually, I got a lot of ones. Holy shit.
Yeah, you got rid of all of those ones.
So when you go to stab towards him with your spear...
What the fuck?
You suddenly notice he's not there anymore.
Oh god, he's a dragoon. That was out of character, obviously.
And then you realize that he is up in the air above you.
Oh my god.
Watch out, Calabras!
No!
Oh, wow, that actually doesn't hit me.
Nice.
But there is now another small crater at your feet. As he comes down from his massive leap. Giving you a pretty good idea of exactly how he got in front of you guys in the first place.
I like this guy. Let's take him.
I mean, if anybody would know who this person is, we are likely to be meeting with those people very soon.
Yeah, I mean,
Here's the thing. Well, for a moment, please.
Of course.
The character developed for social interaction is completely out of
control. I'm gonna take Belfry aside. And I feel like if we don't just accept this guy as he is, he's probably not going to leave us alone.
That is true.
It's best if we have him nearby, at least thinking that he's on our side.
I would like to. We should try and get to know him a little bit while we're traveling, though.
It's probably a good idea. But for now, we should at least try to get more information about this dire situation that he's in.
Indeed, that's a good... I was thinking the same thing.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page.
He will nod.
Alright. Break.
Team Mom and Team Stepdad huddle. So... Fear of Irion, you said that you had a concern that traveling with us might help.
Well, it is quite possible anyways, but justice alone is its own reward.
But, and she'll kind of, like, usher the party along, like, kind of look at Calabras and, like, let's get everybody moving.
Let's keep them along.
But of course, as comrades, we need to know what to look for.
Ah, you are very right there. And the Spear of Irion does apologize.
I just realized he's referring to himself in the third person.
Is Jokiro still carrying Ellie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Freya will look back and make sure that...
Can't read him, doesn't trust him.
So you guys begin making your way towards where you need to be going anyways?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much. In fact, I'm going to try and make another active attempt to try and read him as we're walking along. 38!
That's a 38!
Oh, holy moly!
You finally make it through the helmet. And as you try to read the mind that is inside... It's not like anything you've ever read before.
Hmm. In what way?
I think I know where this is going.
Patty, patty, thrust, spin, twirl, leap, strike. This artery there, that vein there, cut this muscle.
So he's actively blocking anybody trying to read his thoughts.
Hmm.
That's not what I think is going on. So Freya doesn't know any of this, but the player is thinking and the player has ideas.
You see, the Spear of Irion finds itself in a bit of a strange predicament. Mostly of its own design, but partially because of Irion. And because Irion has been such a delightful owner, the Spear of Irion has decided to do everything in its considerable power to help Irion.
I see.
Nobody says out loud or...
Yes.
Oh.
So you are the Spear of Irion. And she gestures to the actual spear.
Yes and no.
Felix, you're muted.
You're a sentient weapon, correct? That's why he refers to himself as the spear. He's actually the spear.
He's actually exactly. The spear. Makes sense, you guys.
Akira takes out a notepad real quick, writes some stuff down, puts it back.
You see, the spear of Irion, formerly the spear, lay dormant for quite a considerable amount of time. Irion came into the ruins whereupon the spear of Irion slept, and took it upon himself to make use of the spear of Irion, for the spear of Irion's might is considerable in combat, as you have seen.
Well, we've just seen the sword touching.
Irion is, I mean, and Akira motions his hands towards the body.
You are correct.
But we are not speaking to Irion, we are speaking to the spear of Irion.
Unfortunately, this is the case. The spear of Irion knows not what happened, but unfortunately, the spear of Irion is now in possession of the body, and Irion is in possession of the spear.
Jokiro goes, oh!
Velfreya also pulls out a notebook and starts scribbling furiously.
Frey, you just scratches his head.
That actually makes sense now.
What makes sense?
No, nothing. Ellie, yes, you are right. Sorry, I was thinking on something that I left behind at the inn that I sincerely hope my cousin got as I was leaving. Jokiro is not a good liar.
No points in deception.
Nope. In fact, if I could have taken a negative in it, I would have.
Well, my friend, I happen to be an archaeologist by trade. We have two professors in our company. Out of character, I'm not mentioning Jokiro because I have no idea that he also has that background as of yet.
Yeah. So, absolutely, we will most likely be able to figure out what is happening with you and get your minds straightened back out, my friend.
The spirit of Irion is sure Irion will be quite delighted to hear that if he could hear.
I mean, Velfreya kind of looks back at Jokiro.
Sylvia looks at Jokiro.
Calabras looks at Jokiro.
I'm going to try and read this spirit.
We all look at Jokiro. They all do that, like, look at each other like...
What?
Jokiro is going to try and read the spear's mind, not the helmet. 32!
Holy shit.
Unfortunately, the weapon does not have a mind with which to read.
Ah, joy.
Jokiro looks sad.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I wasn't about to pull a...
It's just perpetual screaming like the sun in Rick and Morty.
Freya was hoping for a hello, Irion. We're going to help you. Or, you know, we're going to try to help you.
Well, hello. I mean, Akira's up there, you know, honeying him.
Oh, hey.
Hmm. And Akira said, hey, we're gonna get your guys' minds straightened out. And I would love afterwards, once we figure out what's going on with you, I would love afterwards to work out something with Irion, since his strength seems incredibly, and yours, of course, as well, the spear. Mr. the spear?
So
the spear of Irion.
So how long have your minds been mended together?
I don't think that's the right word.
How long have you taken control of this body?
It's been...
Calabas is doing this live.
Ah, yes. The concept of time. The spirit of Irion is still working on this one. He does apologize.
Is that body still in good shape?
How many moons?
Obviously.
Well, no, I mean, he could just be using it as a puppet.
Yeah, Calabas, is he still alive?
I'm gonna check.
Is he an undead using a holy weapon?
That's an 11.
As best as you can figure, the body is still alive and well.
Seems fine.
Okay.
The ways of humans are very strange indeed, but the Spear of Irion has done its very best to ensure the safety of Irion's body.
Water, food, sleep,
and women.
Ah, you and me, friend. We will definitely need to have some discussions.
Kofrey actually does that raised eyebrow, like,
yeah.
Okay.
Why do I imagine this guy going, dust, dust, dust?
Why did you say that?
Why not?
Show's been cancelled. I'm just in my ear right now. Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, the network has cancelled the Mana Pool.
We had a good run.
Family-friendly, indeed.
Going back to family-friendly, I do love Calabras being the one to make sure that the spear is feeding his host.
I was just asking
Being all dadly.
Certainly do seem to attract the strangest ones.
Mm. What is all that, Josh?
At least... At least, look, you got this one wasn't our fault. Come on, don't be that way.
This one wasn't our fault.
Well, he did seek you out.
Yeah, when we say within the bars and such, which is pretty much how Akira heard you guys, so you know it's completely within reason.
Yeah, okay, I guess we'll just stop doing good deeds for people.
No good deed goes unpunished.
By the way, I think this should be obvious, but the only person who should touch the spear is the person who is currently holding it.
You mean
nobody
the spear,
else? So. Fucking think about it.
Yeah. What Akira goes? What spear, of Irion? What would happen if somebody held you in your actual form, not Irion's form?
To the best of the spear of Irion's knowledge, nothing would occur.
You mind if I? And he holds out his hand.
Don't.
My Freya's literally having a heart attack. Why?
Yeah, she's just like rubbing her temple. Like,
I.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Wait. I'm going to slap Akira's hand.
I acknowledge no team mom.
But you are getting slapped in the hand by a guy wearing full plate.
No touch.
Touches it.
With
the other hand. I have two hands. Nothing? Just a spear?
It's a spear. It's incredibly well balanced. Yeah. You could literally do this with it.
Damn, that's pretty good.
I have pretty good agility, so yeah, I do just kind of spinning. Wow, this is impressive.
The Spear of Irion is very impressive. Its craftsmanship is beyond compare.
You are not wrong. And he just, like, gives it back to him.
Well.
All but joygasms all over it.
I would love, absolutely love to stand here for another hour. But we're kind of on a bit of an important mission.
Yeah, let's go. Spear.
Forward. Adventure!
I'm going to fall back to where Calabras is, and I'm going to whisper to him, so when we get into the ruins, we're binding his hands, right?
Akira's hands, right?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
No question. I'll tie the knots.
Have at it. That's why I have summoned creature. But all you guys know is it was a cute little foxy thing.
It was adorable. But also, if the summoned creature touches shit that it shouldn't touch, then it's less likely to fry you than if you touched it. Less likely. Not 100%. But less likely.
Unless it's a Cave of Wonders and Apu puts the stuff, touches things he's not supposed to touch.
I mean, also, if you can't use your hands, am I right?
Ha 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 ha.
That was a reference that only Felix would have gotten, and maybe Josh.
I got the reference. I listened to the thing finally.
Good.
I'm blanking on it, but it's all right.
All right.
Hang on.
It's late, and I'm tired.
Keep walking.
So yeah, you guys head towards the clearing that has been cleared out, or was cleared out anyways.
Cleared clearing.
And you find a no small detachment of castle guards surrounding the area, nodding at you as you make your way past. And you make your way into that center area in the woods, or in the wooded area, because it's not like forest proper, just small grove. And there is a decent-sized collection of scholarly-looking individuals with some sort of apparatus in the center of their little circle.
Old apparatus or new construction apparatus?
Old apparatus.
Ooh, I want to investigate it. Not like run up and touch it, but I want to see what I can discern by looking at it.
Are you sure everyone else is touching things today? Yeah.
Hang on, that's the wrong learning. There we go. That is a 29.
Woo!
You recognize that from both texts you've seen in the library here and stuff from the home collection.
Ooh.
It is essentially a device for amplifying the teleport boon.
Nice. I have probably been transported by something like this before then.
Yeah, it's very effective at transporting decent-sized groups relatively quickly because it effectively massively reduces the amount of time to do a long distance group teleport. The only downside to the system is it's a one-way trip.
So it can't bring us back, but I'm guessing that it is known to be pretty stable and all things considered relatively safe.
Pretty stable, relatively safe, not super accurate though.
But it'll get us closer faster than if we walked.
Yes.
Sweet.
Oh, they really are just dropping us off.
Fun.
That was in character.
Oh.
That was the agreement with the Crown Prince, yes. Is this your adventuring party, as it were? Not waiting on anyone?
Out of character. We do have everybody, right?
Hold on. I think we have at least three more tag-alongs.
I've got this. Hold on. I have an entire list of characters that I have. I got this. Give me like 5 seconds.
Roll call.
I'm going to make my own Megazord here in a little bit.
can we do a roll call?
CJ has some more questions for Josh. If he can there's another character I want to bring in.
Yeah. One of the questions is, can Craig come back on this adventure?
No.
He already exists.
No. Yes. No.
Oh, you just wait. I'm going to play a galleon one of these days. I'm bored for this role.
Yes, but also,
when Josh does it, everybody likes him.
But Josh but Josh can kill us.
Oh! Boy, if that was a gauntlet, that's...
Also, To be fair, CJ, you specifically said that you were trying on purpose to not be immediately liked.
No, more so Craig. The spirit Arion is very Craig-like.
He's a little toned down from Craig.
Yeah.
Also, from what I've been hearing, it sounds like Craig was kind of a dick.
He's in the party. He's like, I don't like this guy. I'm like, fine.
It was pretty much exactly like that.
It was not in line.
Like the Spear of Arion, a very forward thought, like, hey, I am a powerful person and I want you to look at me. And then everybody's like, he's a dick. I'm like, fine, he's a dick.
It's funny because he saved our lives and we still didn't like him.
Exactly.
Kind of amazing, really.
Very well then. If everyone has all of their personal effects collected, then we can begin.
Real quick, do I know if the teleporter is safe for Remy? Or do I have a reason? Am I able to reasonably conclude?
To the best of your knowledge, it will be fine, because it wasn't just used for transporting organic things.
True. Okay, just making sure.
Is it robot safe? I think this is the question.
That's an important question.
It's a very important question.
All right, and on that note, the collected channelers will begin bringing the apparatus online, infusing it with the necessary energy, and you guys are directed to stand in a specified location.
I will stand where I am told.
Yes.
I will be like a sheep in an a sheep in an airport. That's a singular little sheep.
One of the channelers will get behind the apparatus where there looks to be a very large lens of some kind and make some adjustments. That should be good. I do like to disclose this at the start. We generally don't use this thing terribly often. I'm told it's not the most pleasant of experiences. So, I do hope breakfast is good a second time around.
Wait, what?
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm imagining the realm travel noise from God of War.
And basically you feel yourselves ripped upwards. Almost like the ground was heaving up underneath you, but at the same time it takes a couple of seconds for you to feel like your feet have even left the ground. Everything kind of lurches, everything goes, all sorts of stars and dazzles and sparkles.
Yes!
I was made for this!
I mean, this teleport is not going to, like, chrono trigger us, right? It actually sends us back in time?
No. No, it's a good idea, but no.
So Calibrat could meet himself? That's a trophy
for me. He'd kick himself in the dick.
What do you want to be? we go on a quest to stop Nosferatu.
God, remember the cats, Nosferatu. What are you talking about? What cats?
Sorry, I derailed us. Go ahead, Josh.
And the last thing you hear as everything goes all crazy and distorted is...
Oh, God, not that noise again.
You don't hear...
The look you just got.
Trust me, if I made that noise, everyone would be making that sort of face.
Yes.
And everything kind of whites out for a moment. You can't really sense anything other than like massive amounts of G's at the pit of your stomach.
But I'm lactose intolerant.
No, G's as in gravitational forces, not cheese, a delicious substance.
Right.
I actually heard peas as in the green vegetable.
Is it Lanny or Laurel?
It's both.
Did you just say
also,
Lanny?
By the time this episode comes out, that meme would have been dead months ago.
That I hope so, because it's real fucking annoying.
Anyway.
There's another lurch as everything sort of feels like it's compressing for a second. And then the stars and sparkles and light starts to clear.
Aww.
And you find yourselves looking at a whole lot of nothing.
Well, everything, that was...
Everything is silent until someone starts to move or breathe. Or make any sort of sound whatsoever. There is no breeze. You hear no animals, critters, wildlife of any sort. There's no smell to the air at all other than the people immediately close to you.
Huh.
The grass underneath your feet, withered and gray, crumbles to dust as your feet touch it.
Well, this place is
cheerful.
How far into the lament were we sent into? I thought we were just supposed to be at the edge.
This is the edge.
Oh.
Ooh.
I want to see... We can still feel the presence of the light, correct? Where our channeling isn't blocked.
You can't feel anything at the moment.
Oh, good. Whee!
I can't even feel my face.
You can feel your face. I mean, you don't feel any sort of energy from the conduit system whatsoever.
Hmm. So it's like, I don't like this. I like noise. I like bright things. I don't like this. You guys.
We need to figure out where we are, and we need to do it now. Because long-distance teleportation is not always accurate, and where we were going within the Lament, even though this is still the edge, we should still be able to feel the light right now. So we need to figure out where we landed, so we can figure out where we're going, and then we need to go there.
Can we see the sun? Can we, like, orientate ourselves?
It's a very strange sensation, basically. You can see, but the area around you isn't really illuminated.
Well, then.
It's very difficult to describe, and even harder to conceptualize, but it's almost like you're, with the exception of yourselves, it's like you're looking at a very old black and white photo.
Huh.
Everything that you can see looks like it is there from the way it was the last time light actually touched it.
I am going to try to channel. I'm going to try to cast light.
I immediately look at Remy.
It's a 32 to cast light through a non-light channeling way of doing things.
Can't even get so much as a moat going.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, how's you reach
for the energy and there's nothing there. It's like it's like when you reach to grab, you don't even, like, if you were to actually reach and grab something with your hand, you don't even feel the air resistance you would normally feel reaching to grab something. There is absolutely nothing there.
Oh, is it like missing a stair?
Kind of, sort of.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's like everything's illuminated, but, I mean, we can't see the sun, which way it's going, right?
Yeah, it's really difficult to get your bearings here.
I'm going to look at Remy. Remy, how you feeling, buddy?
How you doing, bud?
This place is very unsettling.
You're telling me.
Do you know where we are? I pull out, like, set my bag down for a second, pull out my map and hold it up to him.
I am attempting, but it is extremely difficult to get bearings.
That's okay. Don't strain yourself.
The spirit of Irion can be of assistance in this regard.
Oh my god, no.
One moment, please.
Remy, is this place...
Oh, he's gonna... I know what he's gonna do.
Rachel's asking a question. She's a little bit further away from the microphone, but go ahead again, Rachel.
Sorry.
Remy, is this in any of the books that you've read recently?
Well, this is the Lament, Sadie. This is the area of Alterin that was laid to waste when two nodes exploded. This is not a good place for any living thing to be.
No, it's not.
And at that point, you notice the Spear of Irion start running.
Pussy.
Well.
Bye.
Are you coming back?
Where are you going?
Well, that was a fun experience with him.
God!
The Spear of Irion leaps straight up into the air after a quick sprint.
That was a 42, by the way.
He has the ultimate answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is he coming back?
Well, he may have launched himself into orbit.
Oh, wow. You notice he jumps incredibly high. You have never seen anyone make a leap quite like that. Not even own with their colossal strength can make that kind of leap. Remy kind of watches as he continues going up and up. Ah, that explains it. He is using a Star Lancer spear.
A Star Lancer? Would I know what that is, or is this new information?
You have heard of those before.
Ooh.
It was one of the creations of one of the Enlightened. It was intended to open up new ways of combat for soldiers, to enhance abilities beyond their normal capacity.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would explain it. You've seen these before, Remy.
I have knowledge of them.
So your maker was someone different?
Correct.
Just kind of nods, pulls a book out of one of her many pockets, starts scribbling as she's looking up.
And a few moments later, there is another tremendous crash a couple of yards away from you guys, but it's completely different from the impact he had when he first arrived in your guys' presence. The ground that is heaved up basically Infinity Wars away. And there is next to no sound other than the clanking of his armor.
Ugh.
Huh.
That's deeply unsettling.
Oh.
Incredible.
Basically, like, putting it in normal terms, crashing through clouds, basically.
The spirit of Irion has gotten bearing. This way, comrades!
Hey, children, guess what the next question is? Do we trust the direction that he's trying to take us in?
We need to be anywhere but not here.
Fair.
Yeah, my dear, not to sound crass, but if you have a better idea, I mean, I'm with him.
Okay, I mean, the Star Lancers, were they noble people, or were they just anybody?
The Star Lancers were people. Some were good. Some used their abilities for less than ideal things.
Fair enough.
Those generally did not come into possession of a Star Lance by legitimate means.
Okay.
Mm.
These were designed to be wielded by knights, essentially.
Correct.
Okay.
So while Irion was not, chosen by this, he found it, and the spear seems to be pretty okay with him.
Yeah, and the spear would have been basically... the spear would have been raised in a knightly order.
With Jokiro, I'm going to try and do an influence roll to see if there's, if I can sense anything around whatsoever. Because the deep, silence is probably freaking him out a little bit. 23.
It's completely silent.
And I can't detect
For the probably first time in your life, you can hear your own thoughts, and that's it.
And you kind of, especially Sadie and Sylvia, he's kind of hyperventilating a little bit. You would think... I can't hear anyone, not even you.
We should leave, and expeditiously.
Yes.
Sadie, Sylvia, can you help Jokiro along?
No, I will be fine. I will be all right. It's just we need to go. We need to get this boat, and we need to get out of here as soon as possible.
I concur. Right.
Was that the spear, or was that Remy?
That's Remy. That Remy tends to have a deeper, flatter tone.
Sorry,
Whereas the spear of Irion is quite bombastic.
The spirit of Irion out of character seems like he should host his own show on BBC Three or something.
Also, sorry, Dale, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was going to ask a question before, but it's kind of in the past now. But I was going to ask if I could detect the spear's bullshit, but obviously there's no real energy presence around to muster up that.
Well, you could make a, I believe it's, I can't remember what, I think it's perception for detecting bullshit. Like just flat out lying.
Yeah,
just
like,
flat out lying.
Like looking for...
Perception is for sensing ulterior motives, like telling whether or not someone's lying to you. And without even really trying to, you know that...
Nope.
At the very least, this person is being sincere.
I told you that it wasn't going to be relevant, and look, I predicted automatic dice. Woo!
It's just infinity for infinite sincerity.
Yes.
That's a long title. Can someone else put that in there? I still have reservations, but that's Sylvia in a nutshell, because in her brain, she's always right, so she will follow along as well.
So you guys begin heading in the direction the spirit of Irion has indicated will get you out of here.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys begin walking along, and it remains deeply unsettling. As I mentioned previously, every time you take a step, you're just causing things to crumble to ash. The ground doesn't feel particularly solid underneath your feet, almost like it could give way underneath you at any moment.
Hmm.
You do notice that the Spear of Irion seems to be quite quick on his feet and is outpacing you guys just a little bit.
Fear? Oof. Fear? We're slower than you.
Ah, forgive the Spear of Irion. It is often forgotten that not all are as nimble on their feet as the Spear of Irion can be.
No, we are not all Star Lancers.
I turn to Joe Kiro and say, did he just call us slow?
He is factually correct.
Guys?
Hey, Remy, can you
Remy.
Help Caleb out a little, please?
Video, audio podcast.
We trust these people, right?
What?
Elfreya, we trust these people.
Yeah.
Yes, but we should prepare them. Everyone, Remy is not a tree. But before you see his real form, you must promise, number one, not to tell anybody. And number two, not to freak out. He is our friend, and we trust him with our lives.
Akira's very interested.
Sylvia takes a deep breath.
I've got giant glows stuck on my arms. My sister's turning into stars know what. We got a guy who can jump all over the place that is basically a spear. And we're traveling with a giant bear.
When you put it like that.
He tries to shrug and his shoulders don't make it very far. Because he seems to be having trouble lifting the gauntlets right now.
Oh, right, because they're not powered anymore.
Powered, yep.
Can you slip the out of them now?
Nope.
Damn it.
Remy, do you want a hand, or you got this?
A very large hand comes up out from underneath Remy's cloak and pulls it off. For those members of the party who have not previously seen this, once the branches and shrubbery are brushed off, basically, you're looking at, for the scholarly types who know such things, a complete and fully operational Garrick.
I'm going to take over for Rachel at this very moment because she's sleeping. Sadie is squeeing her head off right now.
Happy squeeing or scared squeeing?
No, happy.
Okay.
Squeeing.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Giddy as all get out.
Okay. It's all right, Sadie. It's all right. Well, we can admire it.
Make some notes down.
We can writing notes down. We can admire this later. We're in a tiff. Tiff.
Neat.
No one talks like that.
Neat is the one with the.
We can pull through this. We can squee later. You and Remy, I can squee later.
Before I kind of hold her hand up, Remy has had the light flowing through him for hundreds of years. The Garricks may have been created as machines, but he is a living being, and we will treat him as such.
Dad would kill to see this.
Sadie kind of goes, I can't believe I just see one.
Stand clear.
I follow Remy's instructions.
Yokino kind of grabs Sadie and pulls her back by the
by the tie of the shirt. Yeah.
Yep.
Remy throws his arms out to the side. There is a sudden rush of energy as all of the remaining amassed moss and particulate that's accumulated over the centuries on his body are blown away as he starts to twist and contort.
Oh.
In ways that you would not think a humanoid shape should. Armor plates begin to rearrange themselves.
This is new.
This is new.
That was in character, by the way.
Bends forward. His hands vanish up into his forearms, and his forearms expand and open up. You see those plates that generated the barrier from the attack on Tolvera open out, flip themselves around, and his feet basically do the same. Once he's assumed a quadrupedal formation, the panels on his back start to open outwards. Climb on.
Oh, you could. Sadie at this point. Whoosh! Sadie is the first person on
him. Well, Freya was kind of by your leave. Calibras, can you help, please? Caleb is not going to be able to lift his gauntlets to get up.
I tried to lift him.
Make a might check.
I'm going to help. Even though my might isn't very good, I am still going to help.
And the spirit of Irion will assist as well.
I rolled an 8. I'm going to get out of the way.
I rolled a 4. Somehow.
So, yes.
Fuck!
Oh, Jesus.
Of course.
The spear of Irion had it again.
Fraggle was going to help, but...
The spear of Irion does not have a particularly ridiculous might score.
No, he doesn't.
The D10 exploded 4 times.
That's a 32 just from the D10. He rolled a 46.
Fucking show off.
I was just trying to help was the funny thing. I didn't expect the Calibras initiative level explosion.
Right, the 62 or whatever it was.
Spear scoops an arm underneath Caleb's waist and jumps up onto Remy's back.
Hi.
Hi.
By the way, Akira. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm also with Sylvia on Remy's back.
I will say, by your leave to Remy, hop on. By the way, Akira, you were asking about the people who made the gigantic light explosion.
Yes.
One of them.
Takes down some notes. He holds up his notebook, just so you know what I'm writing down, full disclosure. I promised you I wouldn't do anything without getting there. It's just basically just general notes of what's going on right now.
As long as this stays on your person and nobody else sees it.
You are literally the first person to see my notebook.
Closes
it up, puts it back in
his pocket.
But I promised you full disclosure, my dear, and this is what you get.
Remy saved all of us.
I saw the light, yes.
That was unexpected. This is not.
It felt like my dad's kind of energy, but bigger and more horrifying in a good way. That's a weird way to say that, but, you know, I'm going to go with it.
I think the word you're looking for is awe-inspiring.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome.
You start to hear a hum beneath you as the energy inside of Remy's cores at his chest and shoulder start to spiral. And his body lifts itself up off the ground.
Did everybody get on?
I'm going to assume everyone did, otherwise he wouldn't be moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just saving time on, I'll get on.
A few minutes.
And begins to glide forwards at a very high speed across the ground, throwing up no small amount of that strange dusty ash in its wake.
That one's wow. Peter, that one's Peter, that one's...
Wow, it's the Remy monorail all of a sudden. All aboard.
Creation rail.
It's definitely not light rail for sure.
All aboard the Remy hype train.
Yes!
Yes! There it is. That's the show title.
We can add to the list.
I still like animated bacon.
I think at that point we should probably go ahead and before we discover what we're going to find, I think we should take a break.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it, as always. If you want to support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us live, you can do so by going over to geek-io.net/discord. And if you want to email the show, you can do that as well at show@geek-io.net. Make sure you put Manipool in the subject line. For all of us here, and the slowly getting darker Felix... We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
It's mood.
Bye.
Hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. For more, visit geek-io.net. Copyright 2018.